Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another One Step Wealthier episode. And today, this morning, I wanted to talk about optionality. So, a little confession. As you know, I am pursuing financial independence, early retirement. But this is not the real reason I invest. The real reason I invest is actually not to retire early. It is to have options. And yes, I'm after optionality. I'm after the ability to choose and to say yes to what aligns with me, and walk away from things that don't align with me. And it is not about never working again. I know myself. I would always be doing something. I would always be creating something. I would always be having my little projects. It is about not having to work. And it's about not having to go to work just for money, as I do right now. Right now, my job is very low stress. However, if I would have full financial independence, I wouldn't choose to go to that place. I would choose to do something completely different that I'm still doing, but I'm actually doing that on my free time. So I would choose to do something completely different, and I would have much more time for that. And optionality means to me that I can leave the job I hate. I do not have to take a job that doesn't align with my values like I recently did. I can take a sabbatical. It means that I can switch careers. It means that I can move to a new country. And thanks to the money that I had, I could travel, I could explore, I could move to Australia without a plan, pretty much. And 2.5 years ago, I moved to London as well. And I could do that because I had investments. If I was broke, there was no chance that I could do things like that. And this is the power to live according to my values instead of surviving paycheck to paycheck. And investing gives you options, even if you never plan to retire early. Even if you love your job and you would love to work in your job forever, that might not last. And investing will give you more options. It would allow you to change careers without fear, leave toxic workplaces, toxic relationships, also give support to your loved ones and take unexpected time off if you need to, and say no things that don't align. So for instance, at this time I'm working in a job that is low stress, and I said no to becoming a financial advisor and selling products that I don't really believe in for the time being. Maybe at some point there will be a job that would align with my values, but at the moment I just don't feel like going there yet, and I would like to build something on my own. Hey, I just wanted to pause for a second and let you know that I made something for you. It's a free guide called Start Investing Without Freaking Out. I created it for women who want to invest but feel like it's not for people like us. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago, when I had no idea where to begin. Just click the link in my Instagram bio at One Step Wealthier or in the description below to grab it. Now, back to the episode. And yes, money doesn't solve all the problems. But money does solve money problems. And these were a lot of problems, let's face it. So I would rather face what life throws at me with a financial cushion than without one. And during the pandemic, I could explore some freelance work and learn about investing because I had that cushion and I didn't have to worry about running out of money anytime soon. And I could relax and I could learn. And thanks to that, guys, I can share with you now what I learned. And also, you don't need 10,000, 15,000 to start with. I remember when I started with 16,000, which is mad because I could have started way before that. You can start with as little as 10 pounds, dollars, euros per month, and that would add up gradually. You don't have to be a millionaire to start investing. And also, you don't have to have it all figured out either. And it's not about timing the market or being perfect, finding the best time to invest. It's actually about starting now, learning and showing up consistently. And if you leave your money in the bank, this means that that money is slowly losing its value. That's inflation for you. So that 1,000 that you had this year, it's going to be worth much less. And let's be honest, you can't fully rely on state pensions. If you think that the government will save you when you retire, well, those times are over. There's not enough in the pensions pot, wherever you are. And the future is really uncertain. You can't depend on any government to save you. And investing is how we prepare ourselves to age with dignity and choice. That's optionality for you. So my conclusion is, whether or not you want to retire early, financial freedom is about you living your life on your own terms. Even if you really enjoy your job, having money is powerful. And optionality is freedom. You can choose to do whatever you like. What you like now might not be the same of what you like tomorrow. And the best you can do is to equip the future you with resources to make the best choices in the future, because you don't know what the future you will like. It is better that the future you will be wealthier than not. So that's it for today. And I hope that my reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Please speak to your financial advisor regarding your individual financial needs. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.